What's up, everybody? This is Grant at Cause Artist. Welcome to the Disruptors for Good Brief, where we dive into the top five stories of the day related to impact startups transforming the sustainable and regenerative economy. First, we start in Amsterdam, where Carbon Equity is reshaping the investment landscape. Their Climate Tech Portfolio Fund 2 has raised $100 million. This fund, doubling down on its predecessor, funnels investments into pioneering climate solutions, giving private investors a seat at the table traditionally reserved for the ultra-wealthy. Next, we pivot to the U.S., where public companies are now mandated by the Securities and Exchange Commission to disclose their Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions, an unprecedented move by the SEC. This regulation marks a significant stride in steering corporate America towards more responsibility in their practices and production. Moving to the CPG sector, Califia Farms is making a splash in the beverage industry with its adoption of 100% rPET bottles, reinforcing its philosophy of a circular economy. Not only is Califia cutting their greenhouse gas emissions, but it is decreasing energy usage substantially while continuing to educate consumers on recycling practices through innovative packaging updates. Moving to France, where there's a huge fast fashion debate going on in the country, French lawmakers propose stiff penalties of up to 50% of the selling price for ultra-fast fashion brands like Shein, aiming to curb the significant waste in the industry and reducing the allure of rapid consumerism. Lastly, the German startup Greenlight recently raised $10.5 million for its novel approach to direct air capture, potentially slashing carbon removal costs per ton. New advances in thinking in the direct air capture space could render net zero more than just a pipe dream. As we close this episode of Disruptors for Good podcast brief, please remember to share and rate the podcast. It truly helps out. Until next time, stay humble and stay creative.